The link took me to a Facebook group called Friends of Ben Rifkin. The Facebook group was new. It could not have been established more than 4 days before. The day of the murder, CPAC had looked at Facebook and it was not there. We had found the dead boy's personal Facebook page. Almost every kid at the McCormick was on Facebook. But Ben's page contained no hints about the murder. For what it was worth, in his profile, he had been keen to present himself as a free spirit. Ben Rifkin is out boarding. Networks, McCormick Middle School, 07, Newton, Massachusetts. Sex, male. Interested in, women. Relationship status, single. Birthday, December 3rd, 1992. Political views, Vulcan. Religious views, heathen. The rest was the usual clutter of digital junk. YouTube videos, games, pictures, a stream of vapid, gossipy messages. Relatively speaking, though, Ben had not been an especially heavy user of Facebook. Much of the activity on his page happened after he was murdered, when messages from Ben's classmates continued to accumulate in a ghostly way until the page was removed at his parents' request. The new tribute page apparently was opened in response to give kids a place to go on posting messages about the murder. The title, Friends of Ben Rifkin, seemed to use friends in the Facebook sense. It was open to anyone in the McCormick class of 2007, whether or not they had actually been Ben's friend. At the top of the page was a small photo of Ben, the same one he had used on his personal page. Presumably, it had been cut and pasted from the dead boy's old page by whoever launched this group. The picture showed Ben smiling, shirtless, apparently on a beach. The sand and ocean were visible behind him. He was making a hang-loose gesture with his right hand. Down the right side of the page, there was a panel called The Wall, filled with messages in reverse chronological order. Jenna Lind, McCormick Middle School, wrote at 9:02 p.m. on April 17, 2007, "I miss you, Ben. I remember our talks. I love you forever. I love you. I love you." Krista Dufresne, McCormick Middle School, wrote at 8:43 p.m. on April 17, 2007, "This is the cruelest thing whoever did this. I will never forget you, Ben. I think about you every day."